thank you for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast.
Hey, you. Yes, you. I am your host, Michi Renee.
It is Michi's passion to help you live your best life and do business God's way. Michi will be talking about entrepreneurship, manifestation, monetization, mindset, beliefs, starting and growing a business, nonprofit, or ministry, all while serving God. So welcome to My Daddy's Business. It's time for the show. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with your host, Michi Renee.
Hello, tribe. Welcome back to another episode of the Doing Business with God podcast, dedicated to helping you do business God's way. In this episode, I will be talking to Miss Sophia Macris. She is a wife, a mom to three kids, an ambitious stay-at-home mom turned mindset and happiness coach, and she lives on a beautiful little island called Sepsis in Greece. Sophia, welcome to the Doing Business with God podcast. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Thank you, Michi, for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you. Doing business with God, God's way, right?
Absolutely. So let's just jump right into it. So tell me about who Sophia is and what you do and kind of your entrepreneurial journey and how you've gotten to where you are right now.
Who Sophia is? Well, Sophia is a happy, excited mom of three. Which it wasn't always that way, okay? I was born in the USA from Greek parents, and I came to Greece at age 9 when my parents separated. And that was not easy for me, but as the years went by, I was always back and forth. And as the years went by, I decided to live in Greece. Make it here. Like, I didn't want to go back and forth. So I'm like, okay, Sophia, you're staying. Where do you like it better? What is your heart asking for? I just followed my heart. And I always did that ever since I was a kid. And I came to Greece and I stayed here. And then I decided with a friend of mine to open a crepe shop here in Spetses. Spetses is a small island here in Greece. And we just left everything in Athens and just came to the island, which I met my husband, had three kids, and decided, okay. And I was always a woman. I was always like following my heart. I was independent. I was always like, you know, whenever like I would feel that where I was working or what I was doing, I wasn't growing, I was like, okay, Sophia, you got to take the next step. And that's what I would always do. So when I became a mom, it was something, it was very fast. Everything happened very fast. It was like a shocker for me because as a free spirit I am, I ended up being in a house with kids and not much help because here at the island, my parents weren't here. My father was in the States. My mom was in Athens. My in-laws weren't much helpful at the time. And we were working 24/7 our crepe shop with my husband. So it was either him or me. And so you understand what that means, you know, having kids and working night shifts, day shifts, and not, you know, having that much support. So it really, you know, it was really a tough one for me. But after that, after my second child, I was always like feeling, okay, you know, I'm not just a mom. I just got into the story. I'm not just a mom. I'm like, I want to do more. Like I went through depression. I went through many things. Because I wasn't doing what my heart was wanting to do. Not like I didn't want, like, I love my children. It's just that, you know, I wanted more. I knew I deserved more. My kids deserved more. And so I don't know if you want me to say, like,
yeah, say whatever you want to
say. How it happened. Okay. Then after, like, I was always like, you know, I guess because I was always asking for, the worst part was that when I had my second child, I went through postpartum depression, but I didn't know it. And I was asking for, you know, God to take my life. I was like on the couch saying, you know, God, I don't want this. I don't want this life. My children don't, you know, because I was always yelling. I was like a depressed person, which was like totally different of what I was before. I was always that exciting person, that happy person that, you know, everyone loved me. I loved everyone. You know, I was like so excited of life. And I was asking for God to, you know, I'm like, okay, I can't take this anymore. I can't do it. So what happened? 3 days I was in this like really bad situation and I was telling my husband, he didn't know what to do. I'm like, I need help. It's either, you know, I need help or I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to live like this anymore. Something needs to happen. So what happened? I remember that one night, my oldest son, he was like around four. He brought me, we had just moved into this new house and he brought me the Bible, which is in Greek. Okay. And he brought me the Bible and I did not know, Michi, where that was, where he found it because we had just moved. And tell you the truth, I've never opened it also. Like, we just had it, and I don't know where he found it, and he just bought it. And he's like, Mom, you know, I want you to read this for me, to me. I'm like, you know, babe, I'm like, there's no pictures, you know, it's about, you know, it's like, I want to listen about Jesus, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was like a shock to me.
Out of the mouth of babe.
I'm like, oh no. I'm like, okay, this is, I got the goosebumps and I can cry. Like, I get very sentimental about it because it's where it started shifting. And then I'm like, okay, I'll read it to you. So I started reading, and for 3 nights I did that. And like around the second or third night, I really don't remember, I did hear when I was closing my eyes, like after reading, we're reading the same thing, like just reading through the Bible. And I heard a voice saying, Sophia, you know, you could do this. You've passed, you've done so many things before, you know, you can do this. And your kids, you are the best for your kids, no one else. So I just cried that night. And I'm like, okay, you know, yes, I can do it. No one can raise my kids better than me. Like, I'm the one. So that's how everything started to change. And I started seeing life in a better, you know, from a better perspective. And I knew that God was talking to me. So step by step, it wasn't fast. And step by step, and just one day, a friend of mine called me and she's like, I have something for you. And through a network marketing company, that's where I got introduced to coaching. And that's how everything, you know, started. Like, oh, yeah, I love this, you know, it's, I always love to help people. I was always the go-to person in school. Mm-hmm. And it just sounded like I could work from home and there's like financial freedom. Oh my God, this is it. So like, I knew God was talking to me. I know I'm here for a reason.
Absolutely. That is amazing. So that very first business that you had, that you were doing with your friend, tell me about that. What was that like? And how was the transition going from not doing that to being a stay-at-home mom and all that kind of stuff?
We hope that you are enjoying this episode. If you would like to be a guest, check the show notes for all the details. Let's get back to the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
Wow, we were in Athens, and because I was working many hours at a construction company, and I was not happy. So there was no more growth in that. So, and my friend was going through the same thing in a way, and she's like, okay, let's do something. So we would come here to Spetses for vacation, for like Easter vacation, or for like, you know, summer vacation. And I had worked here like 3 summers before that at a bar as a waitress. Mm-hmm. And I really loved the way it was, you know, the smell, it was like, it's the sea and the mountain together. And it's very beautiful. And I was magical. So I really loved it. And she came here, she liked it also. We're like, okay, you know, let's try it out. So we found a place and we opened the crepe shop. And there was like, I loved the fact that we did something, you know, it was our little shop. It was so cute and everything. But it was hard for my friend because we were working different hours. We couldn't both work at the same time. So there wasn't free time for us. She wanted a friend. She wasn't very open to meeting many people, you know, and interacting with other people. Mm-hmm. More than, like, she lasted a year. And then she went back to Athens to her family. And I stayed with the shop, and my husband, before like this happened, my husband had a bar, and then he started coming into the crepe shop and helping out. And that's how we took charge of the whole thing. And then I fell pregnant and I couldn't work. Like, he's like, okay, let me do this. You know, you stay at home, because we had no help. So it had to work out. We had to figure out a way. But till my first was 6 months, he would work night, I would work day, would take the shift, like the one will hold the baby, you know, and the other would go to work. So it was like, it was really tight. Like, I didn't enjoy it as much. So I think that all this played, you know, a role, because I wasn't eating well. I wasn't sleeping well. I was by myself. I felt lonely. Like, I felt like, okay, like I had friends, but over the phone. So
that was part of that postpartum.
That's what came to me. Like, I figured that out after, though, I had the second child, as it started happening and I started feeling all of this, and then I had the second child, which the best time with my children was when I had like labor and those 5 days in the hospital. It was amazing because Michi, they took care of me. They fed me. They would bring my baby. I'm like, I don't want to go home. And yeah, and after a while, like when I had the second one and everything was starting to pile up, I'm like, oh my God. So that's when I actually, a year after, I realized that that was the deal.
Yeah.
But I healed myself by stepping back, by listening to God, by seeing that, you know, what my son brought to me, the Bible, that was like the first hit. That's like, okay, Sophia, you got the sign there. And yeah. I always believe that God has my back. So that's how it all, you know, I started healing myself, started, you know, reminding myself, Sophia, how you were before, what were you doing, taking care of yourself, working out, drinking water, having fun. Because I always used to say, when I'm going to have kids, I'm going to be a fun mom. And I was not like that. And I was like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Absolutely. I totally can get that. So do you guys still have the crepe shop or?
We still have the crepe shop. Thing is that we were very grateful for that crepe shop because it helped us, you know, have raised these three little ones. And it's not easy when you're on your own, when you don't have your own home, when you're paying rent and have, you know, everything. And my husband was very closed-minded. So through this journey of my growth and the way I was, and I was always open-minded, I always seek the good in every situation. And he started, you know, getting that vibe from me. So we still got the crepe, but he was getting tired too, because it was too many hours for him. Like in the summertime, it was like 16-hour shifts. And mm-hmm. then in the wintertime, it wasn't, the money wasn't that much that would be able to help us enjoy our winter on the island. I just looked at him 5 years ago. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, is this what, because I saw he wasn't happy. I was feeling better. You know, I had started shifting and getting strong. And I'm like, is this the life you want to live? I'm like, you have to start doing something else. You can't be just sleeping and just waking up and working, sleeping and working. You have to figure something out. So he's into Forex now. So he's got a team and he's working, he's doing his online business. So he's in that growing process. And we're both building our online business and have the crepe. And, you know, it's the beginning of the journey.
Absolutely. That's great. So with that, so who do you help and how do you help them?
That's a good question. Well, I love helping. How it started out, I just wanted to, you know, pour into like those ambitious moms, those powerful, those like moms that want more. So what I'm doing right now is like, I'm helping ambitious moms, mompreneurs, they're, you know, raising, they're building their empire that they want so much more, to juggle it all with ease. Like, it's not an easy process, but it's all in the mind. It's all in the mindset. We think we have to do so many things. So that's who I work with. And now I'm starting, like, I've been working with, I had my Greek coaching course, my one-on-one ladies. And then I had a group coaching and now I'm going international. So I am working, I am translating my Greek course into English. Okay. So that's how I'm helping one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'm, like, you know, one-on-one for now. I just want to go and help one step at a time. I love the connection with the one-on-one clients.
Absolutely. One-on-one is great. You know, there will come a time where you'll want to impact more people. And then when that time comes, you just focus on your hybrid group. That's kind of,
yeah, that is in mind. That is the vision, you know, because as we say, you know, you can't do it just one person at a time. And there's so much time that we have with, you know, you have to have fun, you have to, you know, raise your family and enjoy the whole thing. So to have to impact, I see myself, doing great things.
Absolutely. I see that as well.
At Travel Genie, we make your travel dreams come true. We customize your trip. We create itineraries, book airfare, hotels, cars, and event tickets. We don't just book travel. We create experiences. Travel Genie has 4 trips planned for 2021. San Francisco, Essence, Toronto, and Bali. A $100 deposit gets you started. Use the link below for more information. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Travel Genie 2017 and online at TravelGenie.com.
So being that this is the Doing Business with God podcast, how do you do business with God?
How do I do business with God? Well, God is always, like, I always ask God, I always say how thankful I am for what he's done, okay? And I always ask for him in the morning to just show me the way. That, like, just show me the way. Surrender, and as we said before, like, whenever we feel that, you know, we're being pushed back, we have to push forward, having faith that everything is going to be okay. And I truly believe that whatever is put in my heart and my mind is there for a reason. And I know God's put that in there, and he shows it to me all the time.
Absolutely. So one of our core values at the Unicorn Tribe is fun. What do you do for fun?
Well, I dance. No, okay. I dance. I always had, ever since I was a little girl, I remember, and my little Gabriella has the same thing, and I love it. she sings, and I always have music in my head. Music, music, music. So what I enjoy is just putting music and dancing. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
And yeah, connecting with people, definitely. But that's just like the number one thing that comes to me. Just dance and sing and...
Yeah, that's fun. I did that last night. I had put some salsa music on and I was just dancing salsa.
It's amazing. You
know. Yeah, just fun.
I love to travel. As we said before, I love to travel. For now, like the best thing for me, like to get me high vibe and be like, okay, man, life is awesome is when I dance and I sing.
Absolutely. That's great. So if you could tell all the ambitious moms out there who may be feeling like you were feeling before, what would you tell them to do to move themselves out of that place and into a place of high vibe?
Okay, the first thing is to stop with whatever they're doing right now. Stop, take a pause, take a break for the next 48 hours. Take a break from everything, like just from social media, from business, from whatever they're doing out of their family and their kids and their husband and them. So that's like the first thing I say, like, you know, just take a break from everything around you and then focus on nutrition, on laughing, on exercising, take a walk outside. Like, it's totally out of business, out of connection. It's just connecting with yourself. You first have to really, really, truly understand your fundamental needs. That was like the aha moment I had, is I have health and wellness like number one as a need. And that was the last thing I had in place. I wasn't eating well, I wasn't exercising, I was doing nothing about that. And once I put that even for like 20 minutes in my day, I feel unstoppable. So once we become clear on what we did before and it brings us joy, that's like the first thing like to do. And then everything, enjoy their family, just sit and be grateful for all the things they have faith, and just, you know, take that step forward after like they healed themselves and came closer to themselves, and just do that every single day till, you know, everything starts to unfold when you start focusing on yourself. It's not selfish. It's totally opposite. We take care of ourselves to be the best leader, to be the best mom, to be the best wife, to be the best friend. We hear that a lot, like, you know, you can't serve, you know, you can't pour water, pour out of an empty cup. But it's so true. That was what I was doing. I was doing everything for everyone else and not doing what I wanted. So when we figure that out, we have to pause though to figure it out. We have to stop everything for like 48 hours.
I agree. I can, you know, totally relate to doing everything for everyone. And I did that as well. In 2011, I was just like done. Like, I was so tired of, you know, this person asking me to do something, that person asking me to do something, having to be here, there, and everywhere 7 days a week. My kids were active in a lot of things. I was in school. I was working full time. You know, I was single at that time. I was divorced, you know, so it was just a lot going on. And I was like, nope, enough is enough. I learned during that time that no is a complete sentence. There's no explanation. The answer is no. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Some of you ladies might need to learn that no is a complete sentence.
Yes, 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 yes. Saying no, setting those boundaries. Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So
you need that time. You need to block out that time for you. It's like just 45 minutes. And it's funny. I don't know. Like, it's not funny. It's funny and sad in a way. It's like, they're like, when you tell them, when you share this with everyone, the people around you, they're like, what are you saying? Is it that simple? Yes, it's that simple. And you start seeing how everything starts to change. When I go back and think about how I used to, you know, have fun with my friends and the feelings I felt and everything, and what I did then and I wasn't doing after, aha, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
You grow up, yeah, you're more mature, but it doesn't mean you can't have fun. You can't take care of yourself. You can't enjoy in nature also, walks in nature.
Absolutely. It's a grounding effect with the walks in nature, connecting to the energy of outside. Absolutely. I am in total agreement with that.
Join the movement and sign up for the 365 Days of Hearing God's Word Challenge. Check the show notes for all the details. Right now, it's time to get back to the episode. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
So how do you work with your clients. So what can someone expect working with you?
Well, what I do is I work one-on-one. We have two monthly calls. And what I basically focus on is mindset, is managing time, values, fundamental needs, communication with ourselves and the people around us, and 100% accountability, because we might know everything. Everyone knows everything. We all, if you say something, I'll be like, okay, yeah, Michi, I know that. But yeah, you're not doing it. So accountability is the best part of the game. And I totally have that. I really bug, in a way, my clients. Okay, how was your day? Did you do what we said? And that basically happens in the beginning, because we do need to create a new habit. This is a new habit you have to put in. And tough love, that's the way it is. It has to be that way.
Yeah, I totally get that. Accountability is key, because without it, if you could do it yourself, you would be doing it already. And a lot of times, people, that's the missing part, is the accountability.
100%. Exactly.
Yes.
And that's what I always needed. I always needed someone. You become a leader yourself, because leading yourself, you don't need, but coaches do need coaches. You need always someone that extra touch, that extra little kick, and it's okay. Everyone has it and everyone needs it. So, but especially in the beginning, you build that pattern, that new habit, that new way of thinking of, keeping it simple. You need someone to kick your tush.
Right. So in closing, first of all, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can find me on social media, Facebook, Sophia Makris, Instagram, Sophia Makris Success / is that what it's called in English? they could always send me a message. I have also a group for ambitious mompreneur leaders, juggling empire and family with ease. That's also on Facebook. And I'm always open. Whenever they want, they can send me a message.
Yeah, we'll link all of that in the show notes, so they will be able to connect with you. So in closing, what is your mantra? What do you stand for?
Oh, because I was going to say, keep it simple. Yeah. Last year was my year word, was keeping it simple. And whatever happened to the world helped me make it happen quicker and more powerfully. And now it's implementation. So that is my word for 2021. Well, my motto will be, greatest success is happiness, which was from my Greek mentor here, which he says it in Greek, megalitere epitichia in eftichia. So I don't know, I just like to say that. Mm-hmm. And it says greatest success is happiness, because if you succeed in life and you're not happy, you're not successful, because you're depressed.
Absolutely.
So seek for happiness, seek for that joy, and just have fun. Enjoy the process, serve, help. And when you're high vibe and energy and having fun and serving, and everyone just, wants to be around you, and that's helping. You make the people smile. So that's the best thing.
Absolutely. When you serve, everything else comes out of service. So
yes,
money is the byproduct. Resources, people.
Exactly.
That's the byproduct of service. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been amazing speaking with you. Tribe, I pray you enjoyed this episode of the Doing Business with God podcast. Help us grow by subscribing on whatever platform you listen to us on. Share this episode with friends and family. Give us a review and let us know what you think. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Doing Business with God podcast. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast. If you love this podcast, please share it with your family and friends. Leave us a review and help us grow. We also want to hear about your biggest takeaways. Take a picture of this episode and tag us on Instagram stories under Doing Business with God. And we'll see you next episode.
I am your host, Michi Renee. Get clear, got strategy, secure the bag. Have the most amazing day ever.
You've been listening to the Doing Business with God podcast.